This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. He's Randy Miller. All Right Home and Remodeling S&E Insulation. Randy, how you been?
Great, Mike. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. Thanks for getting here. It's a
My
long
pleasure.
Drive from where you live, man. You and Ray Hoffman. I tell you what, those long ways and Chuck Smith all the way. I tried to tell you guys, maybe we don't want to do this morning. Maybe we'll replay something, but you guys are men.
Born and raised here in Wisconsin,
I know,
we're used to this weather.
I'm the closest by far, and I'm sure it took me the longest because I drive like I'm down Highway 100 at about 15 miles an hour.
You know what? The highways really were not that bad, though. I mean, you had a few slick spots. I mean, you saw.
I thought it was close,
side, but it really wasn't that bad.
Wasn't one of them closed? One highway?
Not the way I was coming from. That might have been from your direction. 894 might have.
Yeah. Might have been.
894 was closed, and I got my new electric vehicle with servo all-wheel drive traction.
Did you just take your hands off the wheel and let it go?
Heck no.
Tesla,
no.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Man, that one, I took a look at the car. The guy sits next to me here, Jeff Soule. He's got Tesla, and swears by it. Man, it's his greatest car ever. Are you liking it?
I just picked it up before the end of the year, and yeah, I love it. Except this morning, you know, like all new things. It has, you know, how long have we had folding mirrors? Of course, this car's got to have folding mirrors, and they kept folded in because of the ice.
Oh, man.
I left the car out last night, and it was all iced up.
All right, you left the car out. I think that's the question we should probably be asking. You might not want to leave that car out in this kind of weather, but you are the owner, so you do what you need.
The pickup truck still took precedent over the Tesla right now.
Oh, man. Well, I'm sure that Ray Hoffman is going to want to talk a little bit about that. We're also joined. He is the sales and marketing manager for Kern Electric. Ray Hoffman. Ray, how you doing?
Good morning.
It's good to
doing
see
great.
You. Well, to make sure we got you on the air here because I know that your wife was concerned, as
yeah.
mine was,
yeah.
about us driving. It's fun how they call and say, hey, how's it going out there? Be a lot better if I wasn't on the phone, but hey,
exactly.
I'm doing great, honey. How are you?
Exactly.
it's just they're concerned, you know? And when we have kids, as Randy knows, our wives are more worried about our children, even though they're grown and, they got kids of their own. At least mine does, and one of yours does. But you've got a son having to get to Wisconsin Dells this afternoon.
Yes, and there was unhappy mother of his going and worried so much about him getting down there and back again. And but dad was sitting there going, he'll be fine.
He'll be fine. How old is he?
He'll be fine. 27.
Yeah. It's, you know, you think, at least when I grew up, I thought my dad, when I moved out when I was 17 or whatever, forgot. He said, okay, he's fine. I still worry about my kids and their, you know, and grandkids and all that.
Of course you're going to worry about them. There's no question about that. But when you taught them initially to drive, at least I did, I brought them to a parking lot in the worst of weathers just to make sure that they got some idea of how bad it could be
yeah.
and how to end up handling those situations. Well, I don't know. Am I alone or did you guys all do that?
No, we kind of did that. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Matthew didn't get his license until he was 18 and yeah, he was okay with me picking him up and driving him all over the place. And then the first car we got him was a 5-speed, and he was like, "No way, I don't know how to do this." I said, "Where are you going to learn?" And that initial lesson was hysterical because there were cars at a 4-way stop, and he couldn't get it going, and he was waving cars behind us, waving cars to the left, and I couldn't stop laughing. He's like, "Please take over." I go, "Nope." You're going to learn. And he learned. He never liked it. After he got rid of that car, he never bought another 5-speed for sure. But, you know, those lessons. And I'm probably not the one anymore to teach anybody how to drive in this kind of stuff. Because I'm white knuckling that.
Back in the day, I thought the high school parking lot was where you learned how to do donuts. So I thought that was donut training, right?
And he's a Brooks Central guy. In case those Brooks Central people are still looking for him, his name is Chuck Smith, and he's the owner of Current Electric. You can call current.com. Call current.com. They've got a new address if you're still looking for him. 2942 North 117th Street in Wauwatosa. You know, nobody drives worse in this kind of weather than people that grew up in Illinois. That's what I think. Ray, how you doing?
Why are you looking at me?
How you doing, Ray? You know, you guys just go, man. We're fine. Hey, Randy, we're going to talk real quick about the show coming up. And man, what a great show. I'm looking forward to the Spring Home Improvement Show. And it's coming up next month at State Fair Park.
Perfect way to celebrate Valentine's weekend. Once again, it is the largest, and I repeat, largest home improvement show around the country. And we are sold to capacity.
It's sold out now.
Yeah, I believe it has.
Yeah, I do too. I think 3 weeks ago they had a couple of booths left, and I think those are gone. Right. We'll find out Wednesday when we have our board meeting. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, why do people pick on me all the time in those meetings, you think? So easy? Is that what it is? Just because you get that target on you.
I don't believe that you are just so that innocent that you don't bother to end up.
I just try to find a seat that I think, okay, one time I sat next to Diane thinking that nobody's going to sit next to the executive here.
And Diane went after you.
Yeah, she started it, and it just started from there. And I know when I'm in meetings with Chuck Smith, he doesn't. He's just kind and always very nice to me. And Ray Hoffman Chuck Smith for the most part. Hey, this NARI board meeting that we have on Wednesday, you know, it's interesting. We started this as soon as the fall show is over. And you think, wow, that is so long from now.
Right.
But it's coming up again. It's February 14th, 15th, and 16th. Hey, Ray, can I ask you, you guys get involved, and you've been involved in a lot of these shows. The NARI show, especially the spring show, is a really good show for Current Electric.
Yeah, it's a great show for us, and we're going to be hopefully introducing our new booth, which is being built by another NARI member right now.
Excellent.
He says it's going to be started February 10th. Is that too late?
No.
No?
No, I think...
Be okay.
We know the guy that's in charge of it. He'll be fine.
You know, I'm hoping he'll be fine. You guys get awful a lot of leads, and people come up and ask all kinds of questions. Yeah. At Current Electric. We had another Current Electric rep in last time we had you guys in, and he was talking about the first couple of shows that you guys were at. People were coming up saying, okay, who exactly are you guys? And now with the amount of branding that you have done with Current Electric, people certainly know that Current Electric, you know, what you're all about, the mission statement on who the company is, that the amount of superheroes that work for Current Electric. And I would assume that the questions that you get at shows like the Spring Home Improvement Show have changed.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we used to, you know, who we are, what we stand for, stuff like that. But now we get asked questions, when can you get us? When can you get somebody there?
Right.
Mike, we've been in business 37 years, and I've had the name Current Electric. And for like the last 30 years, people have been saying, oh, Current Electric, that's a catchy name.
Yeah.
Ray, I got to do a shout-out for Ray. He's made our name be known, so thank you.
And
thank you, Mike.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And look, he's become a really good partner. Current Electric has become a really good partner with some of the stuff that we do here at Entercom. And I want to thank you guys for that and the trust that you put in. Everything except that website build, I think, has gone really well.
The website's going great, too.
Now it is, yeah. Going through that process, it's almost like building a house, you know? Halfway through, you go, okay, maybe this doesn't look exactly the way that I thought. I'm getting a little nervous here, but your patience through that.
The funny thing is, Mike was more stressed about it than I was.
Oh, your website?
100%. Yeah.
We're about to go through that this year. Yeah. We've got our preliminary. It's been 4 years. It's time to redo ours also.
Well, you and I need to have a conversation about it.
Do we?
Yes. Yes, we do. And we'll do that during the break. But we're not near getting to a break. I appreciate you bringing that up on the air, Randy. No doubt. Hey, this time of year, Chuck, and especially with the weather that we're experiencing this morning, We were going to talk a lot of solar today, and we're going to still talk solar, but I really wanted to talk about some of the issues that people are going to have with this kind of weather. When they're talking about the ice and the wind, bad combination for your electrical grid at home, correct?
Ice takes down ice in the wind, takes down trees, takes down power lines, takes down your power. And a good way to keep that power running is with a backup generator or a battery system.
So. Well, and the generator part is what I wanted to talk to you guys about. We had this conversation in our pre-show meeting, and my wife and I have talked now recently about we have to get a generator, and she said, would you call, you know, make sure you call the people at Current Electric and let's have that discussion about what it's going to cost. My question was, if I've got my daughter lives 10 minutes to the west. She lives in Brookfield. My son lives 10 minutes to the south. And then Terry and I are in the middle. Daughter has three kids in the biggest house.
Uh-huh.
If we're going to get a generator and we can afford one at this point, do we put it in our house? Do we put it in their house?
Obviously, the Public Service Commission won't allow us to power up other houses with one generator system.
Correct.
You can't do that.
No, but pick one. And the idea is this one has the most kids. So do we do it at their house and the most space if something happens that we all have to come together?
So what I look at is who has the most need. I mean, who needs their sump pump running? Who absolutely needs their furnace running? And of course, if you need an oxygen tank running, you know, an electric oxygen tank, Mike, then we need
Why are you looking at me on that? Hold on a second. I mean, when you're looking at me on the food part, I got it, but the oxygen part.
Take care of this old man, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Man, I was feeling really good about 15 minutes ago. Now I need
an oxygen
tank.
You're still looking healthy.
Yeah. Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate that. No, I haven't had one, and I will not. I will not. Medical weight loss and wellness, if you're listening, I'm not having one of those donuts. There's no doubt about that. So getting back to this, the idea of the generator in weather like this, you guys must get a lot of calls about that now.
Yeah, everybody thinks about it last minute, and when weather like this hits or their power goes out is the time to think about it, and of course it's not really the time to install it.
Right.
Tell us to install it when the weather's nice, and that'll be a better time, but it still happens, and we'll put them in, and you know, that or a battery backup system. You know, we're a Generac Guardian dealer. They picked up a battery system too now, and Generac is going to be using battery backup, and we also do Tesla. So,
and we're going to talk about that a lot in the second segment. I'm wondering a couple of basic questions. How does somebody correctly size a generator for their home? How does that work?
Well, you can either size it for the whole home, or you can size it for the loads that we need. And that's the two different things. The whole home basically transfers the whole home, keeps it on. We do some power shedding, like probably don't need your air conditioner running. That's a big load. Maybe you don't need your electric range running. We'll shed those to keep the cost down. But there's basically those are the two main systems. And then the other one is to look at and say, okay, what are the real needs? You know, I got to keep the furnace running. I got to keep the sump pump running. And everybody wants to keep the lights running. And quite honestly, with LED lights, they're not a big load. So that's not a problem.
ESPN, that's what I'm looking. I'm just kidding. I need ball games, man. I need that Packer game on. I need that kind of stuff.
Electronics are small loads. We'll keep electronics on for sure. And, you know, everybody wants to let their neighbors know that they have a generator and their lights are on.
Last question before we get to a break. If somebody says, look, why should I buy an automatic backup generator instead of a portable generator?
Oh, big time deal. First of all, you can't take a vacation if you got a portable one, and you got to take and you really need loads that stay on. It's not going to automatically exercise. It's not going to automatically switch on. Most portable generators are gasoline. Gasoline generators don't really run very. You know, the gas doesn't last very long in them. And the generators we've been installing, a lot of them are natural gas. They're hooked right up to your gas pipe. They'll start right up and switch over the load, and that's the big thing. You can get away from it, and it's automatic.
And you guys, if somebody goes to your website, callcurrent.com, they can get some information on these residential generators, and you will send guys, people out to say, okay, this is what we're thinking. You've got a couple of options, correct, as far as size, dollar-wise, what it's going to cost. timing to get them put in, correct, Ray?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll send somebody out to give you a free no-obligation assessment, and he'll ask you questions like, do you want your refrigerator running? Do you want the whole house running? Do you want your furnace? And he'll size it properly based off of if you want the select circuit or if you want whole home.
And it's outside, correct? It's outside of the home.
Yep.
And does it go, you guys select where outside the home is the best spot for it?
Yeah, absolutely. Our gentleman that does the assessment, he walks around the house with you.
Right.
And he walks around with a little template with what the size generator is. He puts it on the ground and says, this is where you want it. This is what it's going to look like. This is the space it's going to take.
And sometimes
it's important to do that.
And I just got to say, and sometimes the city has a word to say, and sometimes the neighbors have a word to say as where it's going to go. Obviously, nobody wants them in the front yard, but you know, the city also can say where it's going to go.
Once they kick in, is there a noise problem? Is it loud?
Actually, no. You know, they're quieter than a lawnmower. If they're a smaller unit, usually they're a little bit louder, believe it or not. The bigger ones are much quieter because they have more sound attenuation. That's one of the things about the whole electrical business. There's such a plethora of options that... Plethora, yeah.
It's the first time that word's been used on this Nary Home Improvement
right?
show ever. Thank you for that.
I said it right,
that's
too.
That's a Brook Central boy right there.
I had to work at it.
But there's a lot of options.
There's a lot of options, and that's what our professionals will do, is help you guide you through all those options to make sure you're getting the right choice for whatever
your needs
are.
What about upkeep and maintenance on them? I mean, once you get one installed, how often should you have somebody come out and take a look at it just to make sure it's going to be there for emergency purposes?
At least once a year, we have guys that come out twice a year and take a look at them and make sure they're transferring properly and looking at them. You know, that there's a battery, there's a motor, there's a lot of moving parts on a generator, and we want to make sure it's working properly.
And
and there's a cool thing now with the generators with Mobile Link. We actually get an alert if something goes wrong. They test themselves once a week.
Isn't that amazing?
And we get an email saying that there is an error on that generator. And it's part of the dealer services. We offer that for free for the first year, and then they can pay for additional years.
And that was one of the questions. If somebody has a problem with it, they come to you. They don't go to generate. They don't go to, you know, some guy with a truck that says he knows how to fix them.
The great thing is with that, we probably are going to call them and say there's a problem before they even know there's a problem.
Right.
So we're on the ball with it. So
call current.com. Their phone number is 262-786-5885. 262-786-5885. Again, new location, 2942 North 117th Street. Again, callcurrent.com. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue. My co-host this week, Randy Miller. He is the owner of All Right Home and Remodeling, S&E Insulation. Ray Hoffman, sales and marketing manager for Current Electric. And Chuck Smith, he's the owner of Current Electric. And he used the word plethora.
He did.
I said a lot. Did you notice how I said there's a lot of options? Because
right.
I went with that one.
That's
thought,
that common theme.
Yeah, that's that whole east side of Milwaukee kind of thing. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yo, VIP, let's kick it.
There's nothing like five white dudes trying to get dance to Ice Ice Baby. Chuck Smith, Brooke Central, you got some moves, pal. Good bumper music selection here, Randy Miller. Hey, this is Mike McGivern. This is Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, alongside Randy Miller. He is my co-host. We are talking to the boys from Current Electric. Ray Hoffman, sales marketing manager. Chuck Smith, the owner. Go to callcurrent.com. Hey, before we get, and we'll talk more about solar stuff, emergency calls, people call in with again, weather like this, right? You guys answer, you're there 24/7, and somebody's on call, correct?
Yep, absolutely. We answer the call. That's our tagline.
That is your call. In fact, you might have a new tagline you came up with driving over here today. What is that?
Don't be left in the dark. We'll give you the spark.
There you go. Call Current Electric. Get a superhero out to you at this.
Marketing genius.
He is just, you know what?
The guru of it.
I got a feeling his wife gave that to him on one of the phone calls she made when he was driving here from O'Connor Walk. But unless he did come up with that.
She is smarter than me.
And better looking.
Absolutely.
That's not saying a whole lot right there. So this, when people do call again, you guys offer, you know, everything from home safety and service panel upgrades, and we've talked about that, home electrical remodeling and lighting design, installation. this time of year, is it mostly home safety stuff? I know after the holidays, we had that conversation before the holidays about making sure that you have somebody come out. You had a $99 special at that point to come out and just do a safety inspection of the home.
Yep, and we're running a $99 special right now.
So, okay. So for $100, you can have somebody come out and just basically go into your house and say, okay, you have no issues or you do have an issue, and if you want us to fix it, great. If you don't, it's okay. But here are some of the issues you need to be aware of.
Yeah, and it's important to say it's an electrical inspection, right?
Right.
We're not going to be looking at the stairs and noticing that there's a...
Right.
We'll probably tell you that there's a broken stair, but that's not what we do. We're electricians.
Nobody at Current Electric can come and tell me if my roof was put on correctly.
Oh, no, we have really smart guys, but that's more Randy's.
The problem is Randy's company put the roof on. So I might have to have you guys come out and tell me if it was put on correctly.
But we'll call Randy for you and tell him, hey, give Mike a call.
And you guys have done that, and I truly appreciate the fact the referrals back and forth that we end up giving to each other. That's what ends up happening with quality companies within the NARI organization. And
absolutely.
Very proud to end up saying you guys are one of the trade allies that we totally trust.
Well, and you know what? I got to them kind of through you.
Right.
You came out, recommended Creative Construction and Bingo and Zach to come fix the ceiling in my kitchen because of the water that came in through the roof,
yep.
Who then in turn recommended
We've got a very good network of different companies that we end up referring
and
back
look,
and forth
guys,
within this organization.
When I get asked and when I get asked why a company like your company is a NARI member, and they'll say, they might not say you guys directly, but they'll say, look, I don't think our company needs to be, we don't need to spend that money to be a NARI member because we're doing this. I immediately go to that part of it. The networking side and the people that recommend you guys that are NARI members is really high.
It's so important to be part of a best practices organization. You know, that's what NARI is. And everybody's sharing their best practices, how to best take care of the customer, how to best run their businesses. And that really steps up the game. And we listen. And listening to the customer, listening to our fellow members and making sure that we're doing it right, doing whatever we can.
Hey, when just to talk a little bit more about your company, when there was a young man that was going to join us this morning, but he was playing basketball last night, got injured, and I'm going to introduce you to him at one point. He is a senior in high school, and he has a goal, and that is to become an electrician. He's a good student, shows up every day, works hard. He's a really good basketball player, and well, I wanted him here today to say, how did you make that decision at such an early age? And we need to find more kids like that. But with your company, I did mention to him, I said, if I were you before I met Chuck Smith, if you want to know about Current Electric, go to callcurrent.com. But then do your research on solar, because right now that's really important to him and that's his baby. So when you meet him, you might be able to talk a little bit about that.
I am always so impressed when kids, especially at that age, 17, high school, know what they want to do and be when they grow up or have an idea. But even more importantly than that, if you don't know what you want to do, I think doing some job shadowing and really spending some time to find out who you want to be when you grow up is really important. And getting a chance to work with the people in the field and see what we do, I love it when they do that. And it's really exciting when someone like that knows what they want to do and they come to you and they have, here's what I think solar is about. That's like, okay, that's almost a guaranteed,
yeah, right.
Let's talk.
Well, and you know what? I teed this young man up pretty good because I said, look, do your research on this guy, wrote your name down, and understand that he started this company because he was kind of like you. He knew what, this is what he wanted to do. But this part of that company right now is his baby, and it's blowing up for Current Electric. I mean, throughout the state of Wisconsin, it's blowing up, and this is going to continue to be where their growth is. And so if you want to make a good impression on the owner of this company, this is where, do some research on that.
Well, I've been interested in solar. I mean, I grew up in the service station business, pumping gas, and my father always said, I was a little bit of an environmentalist, and my father always said, there's going to be an electric car someday. Well, sure enough, now this month, I'm driving an electric car, thanks to my dad and some people that had a vision. And When I started in the solar business, it was so expensive. I mean, the solar modules were really expensive, but now it's a reasonable price, and there's a technology that you can get that's a great return on investment for a home improvement.
So the Tesla car that you're driving, you guys are Tesla. Ray, talk about what you do at Tesla.
We're a Tesla certified installer. And a Tesla Powerwall certified installer. I'm sorry.
Two very different things. The car car drives, and the Powerwall sits in your garage or in your basement somewhere, and it'll back up your house. It'll back up either same thing, the circuits of your house, or back up. And it's a little different. You almost need to be notified. It notifies your cell phone that the power went off because the transfer is so quick.
Yeah, the Tesla wall that we're talking about. Does that take the place of a generator? So for a novice like me, you need one or the other. You don't need both.
So the battery is going to have a limited amount of power that it can store. But generally, how long has your power been out? You know, has it been out for days or weeks? Then you need a generator. If it's been out for hours or maybe a day and a half,
right.
And you can maintain your load smaller, then you can do it with a battery. And honestly, our utility in the area is really good at servicing our power lines and gets them up in a day or two.
Yeah, I don't think ours, as long as we've lived where we live, which is a really long time, hours, and maybe I think there was one time where it was almost a full day, but never, it hasn't ever been more than that. What expense-wise, one to the other, is one much more expensive than the other?
One offers some more options as far as like notifying your cell phone as to where the power is going and coming from. That's the battery. The other one offers, it maintains the generator. I would say, it really depends on the load and the amount of power you need. If you need a long-term power, I would say a generator would probably roll out less dollars for you. If you need short-term, just back up a few things, then you might want to be looking at a battery. It's a little cleaner, quicker, and if you don't think your power is going to be out that long, the Powerwall or even Generac now offers, and we offer that, or will be offering that, is a battery backup system as well, because they see it coming.
They do see it coming.
And talking about a great segue, we can talk about the NARI show again, because the Tesla Powerwall will be there, and we'll have experts on hand to talk about solar, Tesla Powerwall, and how they all work together.
And once again, that NARI show is next month.
Yep.
Valentine's weekend.
Yep. My wife loves that part.
Yeah. Does she? Yeah. I bet she does.
You taking her there for Valentine's Day?
Every year.
Wow. Well, we always do something special as far as knowing that it's Valentine's weekend.
Yeah.
So we don't want to disclose that.
He's a romantic guy in there.
He really is.
Ray Hoffman, Oconomowoc guy. Bringing his wife there again for Valentine's Day.
Shopping vacuum cleaners.
Yeah, there you go.
Whole house vacuum cleaners, though.
Yeah, that's right. Not just those little ones. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we're joined in studio with Ray Hoffman. He's the sales and marketing manager for Current Electric. Chuck Smith, he's the owner of Current Electric. You can go to callcurrent.com. That's their website, callcurrent.com. Or you can call them at 262-786-5885. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Oh, welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. He's never sat this close to me. He's Randy Miller, all right over in Modley.
What's up, buddy?
S&E Installation. Glad that you noticed that one of our microphones was gone.
I thought you did that on purpose so that I didn't say a word.
And it's not like it's not like we have a ton of time between shows, though we've adjusted that because for a couple weeks it was immediate.
Yeah.
And got everybody's headset and walked away, and you're like, where's the microphone? So I appreciate you being nimble and getting over here.
Well, and the funny thing is he's sitting so close he has to lean to the right so he can actually be away from you a little bit.
I can move. There we go. Me and Randy Miller, we're cuddling today. We are cuddling All Right Home Remodeling, S&E Insulation, our special in-studio guest, Ray Hoffman, Chuck Smith, the boys from Current Electric. Go to callcurrent.com. Hey, guys, doing some research for the show today, there is an article on energy.gov that I thought was really interesting. Last time you were here, Ray, we had talked about a company didn't name the company, but they can come in from out of state and sold some homeowners solar, and they not a great company. In fact, they're gone. Nobody can find them at this point. But you guys have been kind enough and look, have tried to keep some of the price and the cost down to fix the problems that were caused by this company that came in. And we talked a little bit about it, and I got a bunch of questions about that after last show. And looking at this article, I picked out two different points that they made that I wanted to touch base with you guys. Number one was make sure you obtain bids and site assessments from solar installers that do their research. They're qualified, insured professionals with proper certification. If the people that had been hoodwinked a little bit from that other company had done that part, if they had checked on their certification, were they insured, were they qualified, this may not have happened to them.
Well, and more importantly for them, I think they do actually hold a business license in Wisconsin and stuff. But more importantly, if you look at the reviews, they have 100 and something reviews, and over 90% of them are bad reviews. So the people didn't look at the reviews, where we have 2,700 reviews that are 5 stars or above.
Yeah.
There's another certification program too, NAPSEP, which is a national organization to make sure solar installers are doing the right job and they're professionals too.
Now, North American Board of Certified Energy Practitioners.
Yes, and yes, we are a member.
He like read that from good. A sheet.
You know, no, I didn't. I got that right off the top of my head.
Yeah, well, Mike, I'm always so impressed with all the research that you do. Come in, I got a book in front of me, all written by you.
Well, and that's
he's got a plethora of knowledge, doesn't he?
A plethora. Well, yeah, look at you.
Of knowledge.
But Chuck, you're actually certified in NABCEP. Do you actually know what it stands for?
Yeah, he does now. And let me, and again, it's North American Board of Certified Energy Practitioners.
Sounds like a healing organization.
It does. It kind of does. Like, I feel like, you know, yeah, it's sitting in a yoga
get
position if I could, no doubt. Hey, the other one that they talked about that I thought would be important, I think, to bring up is work with your installer and utility. Look, if they come in and say, hey, look, we're going to be able to do this, but you're going to need to, you know, work on the permits and you got to figure out the steps. When you work with Current Electric, you guys handle the steps and the permitting and all the things that go around having to get something done like this. Because like Chuck said in that first segment, sometimes the city gonna help you make that decision on where some of this stuff is going to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we walk in, we give you a quote and everything is handled for you. If somebody says to you that you need to handle the permits, then you probably don't want to hire them, because we're the ones that should be handling those, working with the city, making sure everything is done the way that they want, make sure your structure is the way that it needs to be, and get it all taken care of for you. You shouldn't have that stress.
Ray is right. It is a lot of paperwork, and one of the things that we start doing is filling out those forms. We've got a lot of agencies that are watching what we do, the Public Service Commission, obviously the utility, the cities, and even the state, making sure that we're doing the right job by our customers. And then just a matter of pride and all the best practices organizations we belong to, we want to. But Ray's right. I mean, if you look at the reviews for that company, ask them how long they've been in business, ask them how long they've been around. You know, we pride ourselves and really make sure that they're into their trade. You know, they want to be doing solar. They're not just out to make a buck.
Right. And I think there are some ways in this article that I looked at today, there are some really good points in there that they just, the arrow goes right to Current Electric when they talk about, look, make sure that these guys are qualified, insured professionals, proper certification, all of that stuff before you sign any kind of contract. Make sure you're working with somebody who's doing it for the right reason.
There's so many other organizations, yes. We belong to Renew. I'm going to be in Madison next week getting trained. This industry is just starting, just growing, and it's becoming of age. I mean, when I started it 15, 20 years ago, I was interested in 15 years ago, I did my first install. Solar was more than 10 times the price it is right now. Now it is a reasonable price. It's the most reasonable way to build a power generation,
yeah.
Let alone the maintenance is the least, and you don't have to buy the fuel.
You know, and telling you as far as where we're going, I was just in a meeting having to do with a historical preservation properties, and sure enough, they're allowing you know, solar panels to be placed into historical buildings.
Well, that's the other thing. I had to I've been in some of those. You know, we put solar on these people's homes, and no idea that they were in Milwaukee, and no idea that their house was on the historic area.
Right.
And found out later that we were getting called to the carpet, and we sat with them through several meetings and proved to the historical preservation.
That was Chuck Smith. That was not from, Mike McGivern.
He went from plethora to hysterical.
Well, we were thinking maybe.
Yeah.
And anyway, we worked with the customer, the really great couple, and they put solar on their house. They were visionaries, and they did it, you know, many years ago, and have been very successful. But you know, every municipality feels it's their job to make sure that everything's proper.
Oh yeah.
And they didn't like the fact that we put solar on the house, even though you couldn't even see them from anywhere. It was way up there.
Yeah.
Hey, before we get to a break, a couple other questions in that article that I pulled for us again, energy.gov, and it's energy saver/planning home solar electrical system. If you want to see the article, a couple other things they talked about to make sure that as a consumer, you're asking some of the right questions. One is the company you're working with familiar with the local permitting and interconnection process? And we've already talked about that, and you guys are. Can the company provide references from other consumers and customers in your area? Which, again, if the people that bought from that other company had asked for, I can't imagine they could have done that.
No.
Probably not, right?
Yeah, we have recommendations that we'll be happy to share. You can call them. Like everybody in the contractor business, we have our recommendations. You can call and they'll.
But in this day and age, online tells you the history of exactly what's going on within an organization, good or bad.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have 2,700 reviews on Google.
Yeah.
Five stars.
What's embarrassing for me and my team is the fact that this happened. There was about 30 homes that got involved, and they were all over Wisconsin. These people came in from Utah or some other state, and just hoodwinked about 30 people into the system. And you know, now we're going back and getting them hooked up. But in the meantime, it's just embarrassing that we didn't know about these customers looking for solar. So we want to make sure, that's why we're here. We want to make sure if people are interested in solar, talk to us.
Yeah.
Well, this company actually shut down their business and started a new company by a different name. Same company, same owners.
Yeah. And Current Electric has been Current Electric, and they moved into this nice big, beautiful new building, and two other things they talked about. What is the warranty for the system like? Who ensures the operation and maintenance of the system that we've already talked about? The last thing that they say is, does the company have any pending or active judgments or liens against them? And it talks about, look, as a contractor, sometimes that happens, but you need to look at the history, and like you talked about online, you can do a lot of that. So be careful with who you're dealing with. If you want more information on solar, either for your home or your business, what you want to do is go to callcurrent.com and ask Chuck Smith, because he knows all about this stuff. He is the guy, not only here in Southeast Wisconsin, but becoming the guy statewide. Their phone number is 262-786-5885. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside Randy Miller. He is my co-host today from All Right Home Remodeling and S&E Insulation. It's allrightremodeling.com if you want it done right.
Call All Right.
There you go. Our special in-studio guest, Ray Hoffman, Sales and Marketing Manager for Current Electric, Chuck Smith. He's the owner of Current Electric. We have talked a lot about a number of things today, and with this kind of weather, if there's an issue, if you have to talk to somebody about your electrical, go to callcurrent.com or call them at 262-786-5885. 262-786-5885. Couple of follow-up questions on solar. What percentage of your home can you power with solar energy?
So you can power all of it if you want. However, to get the best return on investment, there's a good calculation to make sure we don't overpower your home. We don't want to produce more power in a month than you use, because that power is only bought back at the wholesale rate. The other power that you use, if you all that is bought back at the price that you pay for it. So that's to get the best return on investment. We want to do that calculation. We'll help you, walk you through that, show you how. We'll look at your electric bills, and we'll figure out how much is your house using now, how much is it going to use in the future, you know, especially when you buy that electric car. And maybe you want to start thinking about it. Actually, when you're on solar, electric heat, or augmenting with electric heat. So,
how many panels typically do you end up putting up?
So, depending on the size of the home, but an average home, 12 to 24 modules. And then, of course, the wattage of those modules and even the size of the modules themselves can range from, they're almost always 40 inches wide by 65 inches or 72 inches long. So, and we got to fit them on the roof. If we put them on the roof, we also can put them on the ground. If you have a field or something we call ground mounts, I prefer ground mounts if we have the area, because, we can overpower your home then for sure. And it's a reasonable way to do it.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question after the last time you were here regarding saving programs, the tax saving program. Ray, somebody who lives physically in Illinois, but they own a rental home here in Milwaukee area, do they qualify for that solar panel saving program?
Yeah, so there's a federal ITC tax credit at 26%. It's federal, so it doesn't matter where the home is. And then there is local focus on energy rebates, and I'd have to double check, but I believe they do still qualify because the home's in Wisconsin.
Mike, I believe that program you're talking about is from Illinois, so we don't know much about it. Ray, you think you would because you're from Illinois.
But he knows all about paying tolls, though.
That's an Illinois program, I believe. I'm not sure the one you're talking about. There's a lot of different programs out there.
Okay.
Focus on Energy has programs. National ITC program, tax credit, will pay for up to 26% of your entire system.
So that's, again,
that's a huge one.
That's a huge one. And that's why Chuck Smith, the owner of Current Electric, would be the guy you want to go to if you have questions. And look, the cool part about Chuck Smith is if you call and say, look, I have some questions about this, it might be a year before I put it in, but I really want to kind of start to dig deep and do research, he'll have that conversation with you. Because he's really, obviously, he's very passionate about this. 262.
My legacy, Mike.
It is your legacy.
I really want to, it was my dad. It was my dad that said, someday we'll be driving. He owned a service station, and he said, someday we're going to be driving electric cars. We're going to figure this out. And now I found that there's abundant, clean energy with solar, and it's coming. It's really coming.
Well, I always thought we'd be the Jetsons by the time I got to be my age. We'd be flying, but
I never thought we'd have watches on our wrist.
And you could tell. Oh, I'm telling you, watches that.
I mean phones. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Phones and tells you how many steps you had. All of it.
And it also tells you your sleep patterns.
That's why I don't have one of those, because I don't have a sleep pattern, to be honest with you. But I don't have one of those as well. Hey, can the solar system that you have on your home, is it different than the solar system, the solar part that you would do on a business? And so the question is, the difference between solar for business and solar for home use, is there a difference?
Not really. What we're doing is there's different programs and there's obviously different size of systems. What we're seeing on buildings, if they have a very large electric bill, that larger system will pay back faster, and we've seen as low as 5 years on a large. But we're talking, these systems are $500,000, $1 million systems. These people have $20,000 a month electric bills. Yeah. Hopefully, that's not your electric bill, Mike.
It is not. It is not. Though my wife does leave some lights on sometimes.
On a home, there's a lot of paperwork that needs to get done. There's a lot of permitting cost, and there's an inverter that converts the power from the DC, which the panels make, to AC power that matches your home and use, and all that. So we're seeing about a 7 to 15 year payback, I'm going to say. Obviously, it depends on the size of your electric bill, how much of your home is in the sun and not covered by trees. A lot of trees in this area, so
right.
We do a whole sun angle and shade, and and calculation. We use a national organization to figure that out called NIREL. They tell us what the weather patterns are over your house in case you live over the fog. You have fog over right. you all the time.
And well, that's
it's always a cloudy day.
It's always a cloudy day.
Not for me. The sun's always out, man.
Sun's always out. I've had people say, "Oh yeah, sun's on my house all the time," and I look at their house on Google Earth and it's buried in the woods, and I'm thinking, not the place for solar. So we have told people that they're just not the house for solar unless they want to bring a chainsaw and cut all their trees down,
right.
which. Again, I'm a tree hugger, so that would probably be not what I want.
That's not exactly what you're trying to do. Hey, this whole category has changed so much just in the last 5 years. Do you ever sit back and think, okay, what's the next 5 years going to bring in this?
Absolutely. I mean, 15 years ago, I was looking at solar and just said, I just really feel this could work, except the price was just ridiculously expensive. Just for the modules alone, the inverters really weren't all that reliable. That has changed. Now I'm looking at what's the storage of that power. Every night the sun goes down, and we still need to store that power so that you can last through the night. And that still is expensive, but it is coming. There's all kinds of storage systems that will be coming online, I hope.
Call current.com. Again, his name is Chuck Smith, alongside Ray Hoffman, sales and marketing manager for Current Electric. They are the home of the superheroes. Call current.com. Phone number 262-786-5885. Hey, Randy, want to just end the show with more information on the show coming up at State Fair Park, Valentine's Day weekend. Have you looked at the schedule of things?
Absolutely.
Mad Dog and Merrill going to be back, which is always good.
Oh, they always end up drawing a traffic and a lot of fun and entertaining. And I believe you're going to be there.
I will be there. Melinda Myers. Yeah, and we want to talk about the people that are going to draw people in, like Mad Dog and Marilyn, Melinda Myers.
Not you?
Nah, not so much. Melinda Myers,
I guess the price is not a big draw, you know?
It is, but not like Melinda Myers. I'm telling you, she's really good. She's going to be talking about a number of different landscape strategies during this time of year and adding strategies to your backyard and to your landscape. And then certainly Nick Kersner is going to be doing a number of shows and really good stuff going on for this home improvement show, the spring show at State Fair Park, Valentine's Day weekend. Come out and see us, and we'll hang out in the office with Lori and Michelle and Diane and Allison. They're all so kind to us, you and I.
Well, at least to me.
But, yeah, well, not. You know. I'll show you the emails I got from Lori, and you tell me. Chuck, it's good to see you. Hey, guys, I'm not kidding when I say this. Drive safely. And I'm going to let you guys leave so you don't see me how I drive out of here because I'm going slow. It's good to see you guys.
And once again, thank you guys as far as for the referrals that we end up getting back and forth. I mean, it's great to end up having somebody that I can end up turning to as far as with electrical needs and solar especially as well.
Look forward to expanding that.
Yep. And if Randy Miller, if these NARI members are recommending Current Electric, trust me, that's where you're going to want to go. Call current.com. Call current.com. Boys, have a good day. This is the NARI. Go Pack, by the way. This
Absolutely.
Is the NARI Milwaukee
Go
Home
Packers.
Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.